Hey, podcast friends. If you love our podcast and want to help support us to continue making cool shit, consider joining our Patreon community. Get early access to each episode, a monthly hangout on Zoom, custom answers to your questions in exclusive Patreon videos, and much, much more. Head on over to patreon.com/conversationswithcreators to become a patron today. Your support means the world to us. Now on to the episode.
If you're new to the platform, it's easy. Go to your feed, you know, look for content that's relevant to what you want to do. And don't like, just comment on, you know, on that author's post or whatever, if you found value in that, or provide your own advice or guidance or your take on it. And that's what I did for the first few months, is just really engaging more. I mean, to be honest, and still to this day, I comment on a lot more than what I post and what I share. Why? Because you got to nurture those relationships, right? Just like, you know, in real life, you got to interact with other people.
Be social on the social media.
Yes.
What results have you seen from your kind of effort on LinkedIn in the last year or so?
Yeah, I mean, literally all my business comes from LinkedIn. You know, that were, you know, obviously referrals.
So the big question is this: how are creators like us, who aren't built for the 9-to-5, for the people who put their passion before them being comfortable, how do we turn that passion into a living that pays the bills and a life that we love? That is the question. This podcast will give you the answers. My name is Noah Mittman, and welcome to Conversations with Creators.
I am so excited. On the show today is David Alto. He provides resume, LinkedIn interview coaching, and specializes in getting your resume past the evil resume bots on LinkedIn. His position statement is advancing business with personal solutions. Thank you so much for being on the show, David.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I have a lot to live up to, battling resume bots, you said, so we'll talk about that too. So.
I've never even heard of a resume bot, so we definitely need to get into that. So what? How'd you get into all this? What is your kind of background? How did you find your way to LinkedIn?
Sure. You know, I was a district manager in the retail world for a very long time. In early 2019, I was really afraid of, you know, our company was going to sell that I worked for. We were afraid we're going to franchise. And you know what? I needed to get back on LinkedIn again and really be in control of my career, right? Looking for another job. So that's why I got back on LinkedIn early 2019. And, you know, I've always provided some resume advice, some rope resumes kind of on the side, never for any money, just helping out people. And LinkedIn gave you a good platform to just share some best practices, right? And so that's all I did for the first, you know, 6, 7, 8 months, really aggressive on LinkedIn, just sharing anything and everything that I was a subject matter expert at. Sometimes resumes, sometimes interviews, sometimes literally whatever.
Yeah.
And I learned that, you know, when you provide value, people want to follow you. And you know, I just kind of grew.
Crazy, and, right?
Yeah. And then I finally charged somebody, right? Because they said, hey, you provided me really some great stuff here. So, you know, I charged them. And then in August of 2019, you know, really started trying to, you know, do this, see where this was going to go. And then finally, you know, my day job got in the way in December 2019 of me doing this. So I left my day job in 2019 to do this full time. And
there you go.
Almost later, here we are.
That's awesome. Sweet. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds like the online space has really let you become who you want to be and who you were kind of meant to. It sounds like it was kind of a leap that worked for you.
Yeah. You know, again, I wasn't even looking for it. And I think that's why maybe I had some success. You know, I built some followers instead of just starting from scratch, right? You know, and I knew that I couldn't leave my day job until I realized that, you know, I might be able, you know, to generate some money doing this. So that was tough. You know, working 55 plus hours a week in my day job and putting another 20 plus into, you know, providing some value. But I had to, because
yeah,
I had to make sure that again, that I could sustain this, over time. And like I said, year plus later, things are going great. And I'm just so grateful for the platform and the amazing people that are willing to provide help and guidance without asking for anything in return. So I try to give back as well too.
So what have been kind of some takeaways of, as you mean, as the title says, do's and don'ts for LinkedIn that have really worked or to stay away from over that, you know, amount of time? Because it sounds like you've really been in the trenches on this and can have some insights on that.
Sure. So, I mean, when it comes to posting, you know, when you're new, you don't know what you're doing, you know, you get two views. And of course, you know, you get two comments, one's from a friend and one's from a colleague, right? And they just give you
that on your mom.
So you have to stay the course. And, you know, I wish I would have known some stuff back, you know, back in the day. Like when you post, you know, you want to use about 3 to 9 hashtags per post. Mm. And the very first three that you use need to be followed by millions. Because if they're not, and we all have maybe our own little hashtag that we want to use that maybe that other people follow that, you know, so people that I use a hashtag best week ever for people that really want to follow all of my content, but it's not followed by millions. But, you know, you use those kind of on the tail end because only about 1% of all people on LinkedIn are active. 1% of 750 some million or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you don't use hashtags that are followed by a lot of people, there's a good chance that, you know, it might not get seen.
That's very similar to Instagram and TikTok where, you know, putting the right hashtag in gets you into that space.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great, I love that. I'm going to be using that on my stuff now because I've really been only using about 4, maybe tops. And I think only one of them, maybe like hashtag entrepreneur is even followed by like, you know, that is like millions.
Sure. And, you know, I would want you to use those other ones just after those.
Yeah, no, I like that. So like get the attention of like a wide net and then grow your specific niche after that.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're new to the platform, it's easy. Go to your feed, you know, look for content that's relevant to what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And don't like, just comment on, you know, on that author's post or whatever, if you found value in that, or provide your own advice or guidance or your take on it. And that's what I did for the first few months is just really engaging more. I mean, to be honest, and still to this day, I comment on a lot more than what I post and what I share. Why? Because you got to nurture those relationships, right? Just like, you know, in real life, you got to interact with other people.
Be social on the social media.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like you're kind of posting a lot and doing the like $1.80 strategy on LinkedIn, adding your 2 cents to a bunch of, you know, relevant hashtags within your niche.
Oh, yeah. And that's a great way to, I mean, you know, I follow Gary Vee, a few other, you know, influencers, right? And, you know, when I see a post that I really like, I'll comment on it, right? But that's a great way to get some attention too, because, you know, follow, you know, lots of, you know, hundreds of thousands of views and tons of comments. And that's a great way for you to get maybe noticed or find some other people that are like to connect to as well.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think even commenting on a bigger influencer's post, and if you say make a good point or ask a good question, that can bring some people over to you, because they're getting, obviously the algorithm really is favoring them, but you can kind of build off of their momentum with a good, especially because I think there's a few influencers that actually don't get a ton of comments. There's a lot of likes, but there's maybe, you know, so maybe there's, I don't know, 1,000 likes, but there's only like 20 to 50 comments. So you could really stand out in the comment space with that. Nope, I think David froze for a sec. We'll get him back. I may have to edit this out if there's too long of a pause. Oh, there we go.
That was just a commercial break. I hope you enjoyed that commercial.
Brought to you by the buffer circle. No, exactly right. I love that. So I mean, really, I think it's just the general rule of all social is get out there and get into your space and get active. And no, I think I need to do more. I've been posting a fair amount now on LinkedIn, but getting out and getting into the, you know, spending half hour a day on commenting on the space. It sounds like that's been really successful for you.
Oh yeah. And you know what? And I've met so many good friends. I call them friends because, you know, maybe I don't see them in person because they live in New York and I'm way over here in Washington State, but some of them I've met in person, during my travels, but it is a great way to connect with others. And you know what? Don't be so narrow-minded that you're only going to connect with people in your industry. Because to be honest, most of my friends that I consider friends on LinkedIn do nothing remotely of what I do. So again, it does not have to be. If you're a project manager with Amazon, you don't need to only connect with people that are project managers or work at Amazon.
Yeah.
Get out of your bubble. Get out of your comfort zone.
This just brought up a good question for me. Do you recommend, so you start with the bigger hashtags on your posts.
Sure.
Do you recommend for commenting going into the smaller hashtags that are more niche specific for you first or starting with the larger audience?
I start with the larger audience as long as, you know, you're going to find some that still are somewhat relevant to what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I even tested it out one weekend, a month or two ago. For 24 hours, I posted every hour.
Mm.
But every hour, I used 4 different hashtags.
Different hashtags and every post.
Huh. But every hour, it was just referencing the first post. So really, but what happened over that time, I grew 3,000 followers within that 24 hours. Do you know why?
Wow.
Because think about it. I used about 100 different hashtags within that 24 hours.
Yeah.
So potentially different people. But I grew 3,000 followers within that 24 hours, you know, because people saw that post later. But within about a week, I grew 3,000 followers.
That's awesome.
And I tried it again and it didn't work. So, you know. LinkedIn gets onto you when you try, they're smart. but I just wanted to try it just because I wanted to see what would happen. And that just goes to show that, again, maybe not using always the same hashtags.
Because
you want a different audience. And just because somebody's following this hashtag doesn't mean that they don't want to see your content or that means they want to. And listen, you know, for me, it's not about numbers, but it is. You know, the more followers that you have, obviously, the more influence, the more potential business or whatever you're trying to do on LinkedIn. I don't necessarily connect with everybody, but, you know, you could have a limited amount of followers. And your reach is definitely better.
Well, that's the social... equation is, you know, that's how many people can be paying attention to your stuff because that's the game. That's how much attention are you getting? How many eyes and ears are you getting? That's why we're on social, especially for growing a business, is the promotion side, is to get our stuff out there and build that audience so that success comes from having the audience. Because you give that audience a call to action and then hopefully a fair amount of them take it. Are there any, like, because I mean, we on just staying on the topic of hashtags for a little bit, are there any resources that you use to find really good hashtags, or is it just kind of like, oh, I think this word might work?
Well, you know, I'm lucky enough that every couple times a year, a great friend of mine on LinkedIn provides me a list of, he tracks them.
Oh, wow. But
you can go into the search bar and just, you know, use the hashtag, the number symbol, and then that word. And see, and maybe write some down. But that's really the easiest. But look at what other influencers or what others are using. All you have to do is click on the hashtag. It'll tell you how many millions of people. And then jot a few down. But don't be afraid, again, to use others that maybe aren't remotely you know, doing what you do to mix it up, to get more different, you know, unique guys.
No, I like that. I like that. In fact, maybe even because I'm all about kind of strategy and like actionable, like what, you know, what you can do day to day, even changing up. So you say you have, let's say you're playing with like 9 or 8 or whatever.
Sure.
The first 4 that are bigger, you can play with changing up and changing around. And then the second 4 that are your niche specifically, you can keep the same so that you're always in that feed.
Oh, that's a very good strategy. Very good. Because there's going to be people that always want to see your content. And, you know, tell people, hey, then follow this particular, you know, hashtag.
Yeah.
And that one's probably not going to blow up. But those are people that want to continue to for sure, you know, see your content. So,
you know, talk about, I mean, if you're, you know, that's a bingeable way to do it. That's like, eventually that can be when I'm on, you know, a year from now, after I've done consistent posting for a solid couple years, having that bank of stuff that is pretty much just my stuff only, they can go through and binge as much as they want just by following that hashtag.
Oh, yes. Now,
how hashtags work.
That's right. And over time, that's what it's just going to compound.
Cluster library.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. I love that. No, that's great. And then how many, it sounds like obviously you did the 24-hour thing. Normally, how much do you post per week, say, on LinkedIn?
Sure.
Or per day?
10, probably 10, at least 1 to 2 a day, depending, unless something just sparks my interest and I post.
Yeah.
Other people have different approaches, but listen, nobody's going to see every piece of your content.
Right.
Well, why not post every day? Because again, not everybody's going to see it, you know? And maybe there's a couple of people out there that just follow you or whatever, you know, nice stalkers, right? That see your content every day. But listen, we need to stay relevant. So, I mean, you know, Coca-Cola doesn't post one commercial a month, right? They post consistently.
Correct.
And you know what? Listen, it's like a commercial. If somebody doesn't want to watch it, they change the channel or, you know, hit pause, turn down the volume or whatever. So again, you know, do what you're comfortable doing, obviously.
Yeah.
But eventually you'll get to the point where you're posting multiple. And so listen, yes, usually the mornings are the best. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday mornings get the most traction. But 10 p.m. at night, well, on the Pacific Coast might be the morning of somebody else. So
right.
It really depends on where your audience is, or if you want to create audiences over the, you know, all around the world, then you post multiple different times of the day. Some of my best posts, most interaction, most content has been once maybe I've done, you know, later in the day.
Yeah. And then what is your spread of, video content to photo content to written, like how much do you do different stuff?
Sure. So for a while it was maybe 3 to 4 videos a week. Polls are getting a lot of traction. I did a poll the other day. I think it had about 10,000 views within about a day and a half, maybe.
Wow.
Lots of interaction, lots of you know, voting. Those little slider or carousel you know, ones where you have multiple photos that can slide through, those are gaining a lot of traction. So I just really mix it up.
Maybe, I've been seeing the carousels a lot lately, actually.
Oh, yeah. And they get a lot of traction because as long as you don't have, you know, 50, you know, photos,
right.
If you have 5 to 10 and people click through all of them, then LinkedIn says, hey, these must be, you know, popular. If you put 50 and somebody stops at, you know, slide 5 or 10 or whatever, then LinkedIn doesn't think maybe it's, you know, all that interesting. So listen, I don't think anybody on LinkedIn ever understands everything about the algorithms and
right.
What's working. So I always say, just experiment, put what you want out there. You know, 6 months from now, maybe video will take off again. But right now I'm seeing where, text only, or maybe, you know, a simple photo with some text.
Yeah.
But if you're going to include video, don't put a lot of content in your post. Text. Because you want them. Don't give it away.
Go all the way down to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, watch the darn video, right? experiment, do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And again, just right now, polls and definitely the little slider carousel presentations are getting a lot of traction.
Absolutely. That's really good, because it also changes up. Like, you're not just video, you're being more interactive. I'm gonna try that out, because I'm a heavily video guy, so it's definitely good.
Yeah, I want to watch, because I want to see you or whomever, you know, talk about that subject matter. As long as the video is not terribly long, I that's how I want to interact. So yeah. I really enjoy the videos, and who knows why they're not getting as much traction.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of brings up three, because like, I'm also in the kind of creating for multiple platforms idea. You know, like I'll make a video and it goes out to LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. So I'm not going to stop making the videos, because there's other video platforms that need it. But maybe doing, you know, if you say like a couple posts a day, and they're, you know, people are only going to see a couple things, doing it, you know, a video version and then a carousel version of your post. It's funny. I've realized in the past couple months, like, nobody is going to be pissed that they see your stuff multiple times. Like, even if it's, you know, say you do a post on LinkedIn and then they happen to see you on Instagram too, and it's the same post, they're gonna be like, oh, I've already seen this. What the hell? They'll be like, oh, like, this is a really, like, they're driving this home. Okay. Like, this is their post for today. So multiple posts on the same subject is fine.
Okay.
And especially if you can play with, like, you know, what's getting better traction. That's, you know, this is where the work comes in for sure. But it's good. Like, I think honestly, LinkedIn, and I think for business wise, I can see where the leads are coming and that the following is starting to grow. That's another thing I think for LinkedIn is on, in terms of like paying attention to what influencers are doing, is, you know, just seeing the carousel, seeing the types of content they're posting, seeing, you know, how can you kind of remix and do your own thing on it? Like, it's getting in there and playing, and it's some effort, but that's really, how much, actually, this is perfect. So we kind of have the tactics here. You've kind of gone through this now and you've been good at this. What results have you seen from your kind of effort on LinkedIn in the last year or so?
Yeah. I mean, literally all my business comes from LinkedIn. Obviously referrals, but
yeah,
you know, over time now, just simply by connections, maybe I've Zoom with them, maybe I haven't, maybe I've just, you know, connect with them on LinkedIn for the last year or two, you know. Then, you know, people, if you provide enough, you know, tips and guidance, you know, those other influencers are going to see you as providing value. I mean, now, right, you know, people, you know, come to me and say, hey, will you be on, when you do this little influencer summit and talk about the resume bots for, you know, like 15 minutes? We're, you know, so it still baffles me, because I'm very humble. I'm like, sure, I'll do it. But, you know, look, in my previous career, because I did it a long time, I'm a subject matter expert, right? Because I did it for a long time. This is still, you know, I guess somewhat new, you know, for me. I still have a hard time of saying, okay, but listen.
Sounds like imposter syndrome to me. You got this.
I still struggle. Well, that's because in my previous career, it was always about my teams.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, my teams got the results, right? So I didn't really pat myself on the back. You know, I took ownership like a coach. I took ownership when we didn't do well, but when we did amazing, it was because of them. Yeah. So I have that mentality still. And that's why maybe I struggle to say, okay, yeah, maybe I'm good. But listen, you know, over time, you know, again, now people, you know, send me, oh my God, you got to use Dave. Dave's really good at this. You know, I see his stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't used him, but I guarantee you, you know, I recommend him. So, but now I can recommend other people just because, again, because of the network that you build. And that is the power of LinkedIn. And LinkedIn is a very giving community.
Mm.
People want to help others.
And there, you know, I've just,
you know, the mighty dollar.
And what's cool too, I think, is that it's not only a giving community, but it's a giving community of decision makers. It's really, that's the thing with LinkedIn, is it is high level people that understand it's not, you know, all these random fake Facebook profiles. Like, I think I there's very few fake LinkedIn profiles. Yes. There may be a lot that aren't used, but again, if you can be, I mean, you, again, you said you pay attention to Gary Vee, like something he was saying was the organic reach and the kind of momentum of LinkedIn and TikTok are really special right now. It's like early Facebook days. So having that space, having that, putting that time in on LinkedIn with the decision makers, with the people that are actually in the market for stuff and have buying power, that's super powerful.
Oh yeah, you know, and you know, I've embraced TikTok late in a few weeks. I'm gonna let now. You know, listen, I never thought I would. Right, I'm 52 years old. All right, you know, I found my niche on LinkedIn.
But yeah,
you know what? I was new to LinkedIn and didn't know what I was doing, and look what I've done.
Exactly.
And I understand TikTok now, and I totally get, because I've watched enough content of people that do something similar to what I do. Now I get it. And over time, we'll see.
You gotta, it's that Malibu beachfront property before it's Malibu.
That's right.
I love it. That's awesome, man. This has been fantastic. I